Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, who shows this?
And we're live. Welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lounge podcast, brought to you on video form by Prize Picks. Use that promo code HMA and get $50 worth of free lineups when you play a $5 lineup. On this fine Thursday afternoon, I am joined by SB Nation's Harrison Fagan. And Harrison, as I say that, as I say SB Nation's Harrison Fagan, this was one of the things that you and I, like, I think this is one of the edits that you made most frequently from my writing.
Yeah.
Was that specific error that, like, we do not belong to our employer.
Yeah.
You are Harrison Fagan of SB Nation.
I respect workers, unlike you. I think it's just clear at this point. You think you're like, oh, SB Nation pays his paychecks. They own him.
I am my own business. So technically I'm not wrong.
You're Anthony Irwin's Anthony Irwin.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Today on the show. So the way that this is playing out, you know, the Lakers have another extra day off here in between these games. And we could find some thing to talk about, right? We could try to force it. But I also like from time to time, especially with Harrison, you know, on the show, I like to kind of wander around a little bit. And today the topic du jour is Devin Booker ripping the NBA's referees a new one for the way that they refereed last night's game against OKC. So what we're going to do is I'll play a little snippet of Devin Booker's quote. Harrison and I will react to the quote. And then I think we're just going to kind of wander around this issue and kind of hit on its various angles. This does impact the Lakers. I do think it, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, a lot of people are going to point to the Lakers free throw discrepancy over the years. And I feel like that's kind of missing the point. Like that's, you know, I do also think it is worth bringing it up so long as you don't do it disingenuously. So we're going to bring up all of this stuff and we're just kind of wander around it. A reminder, please hit that like button. Please hit that share button. Turn on notifications for the show as well as for YouTube so that you get those notifications for the show. And then if you guys are listening to this in the morning via podcast, please hit that subscribe button wherever you get them, preferably on Odyssey, but anywhere you get them is perfectly fine with me. So yeah, let's start. I'll just really quickly play. This is like 30 seconds or so from Devin Booker's post-game show last night. And he starts by talking about the technical foul call that
post-game scrum. I don't think he's not one of the player podcasts, is he? He was talking to the media.
Yes. Yeah. It was a post-game pressure. Yeah. What did I say?
You said his post-game show. I was like, oh, Devin Booker's jumping on Locked On Suns after the game. He's like, you know, the free throw discrepancy is just bullshit, man. I just, but you know, first I want to tell you about Dave's killer bread.
this rant about this referee is brought to you by MeUndies. Here's Devin Booker.
Caruso, tell him to call the tech, and you know he ended up doing it. So that's one ref. In my 11 years, I haven't called a ref out by name, but James was terrible tonight, through and through. it's bad for the sport, bad for the integrity of the sport. You know, people are going to start viewing this as a WWE, you know, if they're not held responsible.
Similar thing for you on the offensive foul with Caruso, where you didn't get an explanation.
WWE, he brings up. And so the reason that I think WWE is worth kind of mentioning here, because I do think, like, there's a few directions that we can go. When he mentions WWE, it kind of made me wonder about, like, tanking, right? Like, it brought me yeah. back to the conversation about tanking, where once fans feel like the final result is predetermined, as it is in WWE, that starts affecting bottom lines for a lot of your corporate partners, most namely recently, you know, gambling. I think there's probably far less action on WWE results than sports results in general. And if you're betting on WWE results without just, like, talking to WWE writers, I would ask what you're doing with your life. But
you got to call the tip line, man. If you're betting on WWE, it's time to call the 1-800 number, like, that, you know. That should, like, automatically trigger someone to, like, call you if you try to place that bet. It's like a trap.
Right. Well, I remember, like, one time I was all right, so my kids brought home a stomach bug the other day, and Avery was, like, the last person in the family to catch it, and she came home. She looked bad. She looked pale and stuff. And I gave her some Zofran and I gave her some Mylocon, and I told her, hey, just, like, try to keep these things down for now. And then she wasn't able to, like, they both bounced right back up. And so I Googled, how much Zofran can you take without ODing? And a helpline does pop up on Google. Like, a help, like, it's like, if you need help, if you are having suicidal thoughts, here's the number. And I feel like if you do make a bet on WWE, like, you know, your whatever site it is that you're using, there should be a pop-up immediately. He's like, are you sure? Do you need help? Here's this number. But yeah, no, the tanking thing, you know, and that discourse was obviously running rampant over the last couple of weeks, and it kind of felt red herring-ish is, like, in that like the tanking discourse. I don't know. I think it misses a lot of what's actually kind of ailing the league. And I think this refereeing thing is something that actually is a problem that does impact eyeballs on the sport. And Devin Booker's point, you know, kind of stemming from the referee responded to Alex Caruso asking for a tee. I'm not going to go so far as to say that, like, or I don't think anybody is really willing to go so far as to say that, like, the league is rigging things for the Thunder. Thunder fans, calm down. You guys aren't that important. Yep. What I will say, though, is that, like, there have been enough complaints over the course of the last couple of years, basically since Caruso got to the Thunder, that, like, he and Lu Dort and the rest of their defenders are allowed to play defense in such a way that if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was defended that way, that player would be suspended and potentially jailed. And like, that's the part of this that I think is really kind of bothering Devin Booker here and all of their opponents and fans who root for teams that have to compete against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And when, once again, as he kind of talked about, he uses WWE as an example, but once fans feel like this final result or the result in a game, it's kind of like the Scott Foster thing too, right? Once fans feel like the NBA as a league is placing their thumb even slightly on the scales, that's where fans start to kind of tune out a little bit. And to me, Harrison, I think this is, like, an actual real problem facing the league. Do you agree, or do you think this is just kind of one of those things?
I mean, I think that the NBA for sure, you know, to your graphic, has a refereeing problem. The problem is that, you know, I think that sometimes like people assign malice to incompetence. Yeah. And it's like, I don't think that there's like a grand conspiracy coming down from the league that they're like, you know, we need to win. We need to get the Oklahoma City Thunder to the finals. This is going to be really good for ratings. The huge media market. Yeah, I think it's literally the smallest media market in the league. Like, I just don't understand what the incentive would be to rig things for the Thunder. And so I think it's more of just like the Thunder have probably better than any other team learned what the refs are bad at and learned how to exploit it. Like, they're not just attacking your defense or offense or whatever. They are aware of like the, you know, the various things that officials are more likely to miss. And what like they can get away with in terms of physicality and in terms of selling contact and in terms of not selling contact and making it look like you didn't give that much contact. I'm skeptical that a referee called a technical because Alex Caruso told them to. I think this is one of those things where it's like Devin Booker's probably right that that did happen. But I imagine it's like the ref was probably going to call a technical anyway. You know, it's one of those things where like, you know, I'm not saying Devin Booker did this, but like if he said something about Caruso's mom and Alex Caruso's like, come on, man, you got to give him a tech for that. That's the ref didn't give him the tech because Alex Caruso, the ref gave him a tech because, you know, of what he said. And
well, so on that play, Booker goes, so the play had already happened. The contact had already happened. Booker's falling out of bounds and he saves, air quotes on saves the ball back in bounds. And he hits, I think it's like Jalen Williams with the ball. And not J-Dub, but Jalen Williams, the backup center. And Caruso then basically goes to the referee and says, like, you can't throw the ball at a player after the play. That's a T, essentially. And to your point, you know, I don't think that I think the referee was probably getting ready to reward the technical before Caruso pointed it out. But same time, if you're Devin Booker and you save a basketball.
Yeah, I understand why if you're Booker, you would be mad about that. I just, like, I don't think it's that simple.
Right, like, if you're Booker and like, just talking about, like, the situation at hand, because Booker saves the ball, like, he's facing away from the from Williams. He's facing away from the court, saves the ball without looking. And if you do that, and then you walk up to you know, some hustle and bustle there, and you hear Caruso say, you got to give him a T for that, and then you get a T, I would be pretty hot if I were Devin Booker too.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'd be like, hold on, what? And you
it's
combine
like the Chris
that
Paul thing. It's why guys would get so irritated at him. It's like, yeah, like, I'm not allowed to have my jersey untucked, but you don't have to be a tattletale. But again,
right,
like, that's
right.
Not conspiracy. That's just enforcing the rules in kind of a shitty way.
Right. And so I think, and where I actually think another comparison that we can draw here between, or another link that we can draw here between this and tanking, is the incentive structure. Tanking is the only foolproof way to get yourself elite, top-tier NBA talent. It's the only way, right?
I actually disagree with that. I don't think it's foolproof because we have seen the Kings. And it's like, you can tank and be bad for like a number of years and just like not hit on your picks and just continue to be bad. And like, it's definitely not foolproof. And I think it is a foolproof solution for is job security. Like, I'm sorry to cut you off, but right now, with the way the rules are, you're talking about the incentive structure. Let's be real about what the real incentive structure is. If I'm a GM and it's like, I can get 7 years of job security because I can convince my owner that this is the only way that we can move forward. That's a lot easier than, you know, just saying like, hey, you got to give me 7 years, just be patient, and then we'll have a star at the end. And then either you end up with a star at the end or you get fired, versus if you're like, I think we can build this thing back up, and then you make a couple wrong moves, you're fired then, and you got a lot less job security than that.
Especially now that fans have bought into tanking.
Yes.
Right? Like, this is something that I think you would...
areas, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, very online fans have bought into tanking. I mean, like, you and I literally started the Team Tank podcast.
And we got a lot of pushback. Like, a lot of Lakers fans do not accept that. Like, and would not accept that.
Yeah, they did not like us.
Yeah. And I don't really blame them. I mean, it sucks. It's like we were right in what the incentive structure was promoting, but that sucks. Like, you shouldn't be sitting here rooting for your team to lose games. That's not sports anymore.
You're right. But it's also prudent, like to the point that we were making. Which is why they're changing the rules.
Yeah.
Right. And so, but like, I also think, you know, and the link that I'm going to draw back to the refereeing problem is it's prudent to flop, right? Yeah. So long as the referees are dumb enough to fall for it. And so long as this rule book remains so litigious that referees, and I honestly think, like, I don't think it's a matter of these specific referees being bad at their jobs. I think it's an impossible job. These guys are moving so fast, and this rule book is so litigious. And it, like, remember a couple of, not, I know that everybody has recently been kind of talking about, like, a few years ago where the NBA said, nope, we're not doing the grifting thing anymore. Like, I'll bring that back up.
Trey Young, your time in the sun is over. It's done.
Yeah. But like, what I do think is I think more pertinent to this conversation is just recently, I think it was last year, or the year before, the referee's, like, official Twitter account sent out, like, you know, a series of rule changes and tweaks. And they were talking about, like, driving angles and, like, player positioning and stuff like this. And it just was so litigious that I said in the moment, I said, this is going to be a fucking disaster. This is going to be an absolute disaster. And it's because, like, for one thing, like, the inherent problem with this approach, Harrison, talking about driving angles and all of this stuff, is a lot of the angles that they are describing in those videos are from above. But guess where referees referee from? Right square on. You don't have, like, a referee doesn't have the option just, like, float above the action. That's not something
they gotta get Monty McCutcheon on a drone cam. You know, he's like, he's it's a caucus just, like, navigating the RC little helicopter drone. He's like, I gotta watch.
Yeah. Finally, Kevin Durant's terrible investments can actually help somebody. but like the whole, like, the, like, this whole freaking, mess that we kind of sit in when we're watching this is like in the NFL, they kind of, and I think the NFL was kind of smart in how they did it. They were decided. Remember a few years back, like, most famously, there was the Dez Bryant catch against the Packers. And it was like, you know, and I remember for a long time, it became an internet meme. It was like, I don't know what a catch is in the NFL anymore.
I don't pay that much attention to the NFL, but I just remember that there was deep philosophical discourse on what the nature of a catch was. Yes. And I was like, this cannot possibly be this complicated.
Right. But like, I think to the NFL's credit, they've kind of simplified it. They've gone the opposite direction of what the NBA has done, where they've kind of simplified it, where it's like, this is what a catch is. And, like, that's the amount of litigious debate that we're going to have about this. This is it, you know. And now, I'm not saying it's perfect. There are certainly calls over the course, like the Vikings last year had a touchdown reversed because, like, a fraction of the football, like, grazed a single, like, slightly longer piece of grass, and the tight end was not awarded the catch for it. And it's like, I was like, all right, we're doing a little bit too much here. But like with the NBA, though, rather, like, Adam Silver's fix is always to become more litigious. His fix with tanking recently, fix with tanking recently was like this multi-step plan that, like, if you could actually see my people's eyes glaze over when they were trying to describe his tanking fixes. And it's the same thing
at first
here.
I was reading the tweets from Shams, and I was like, is he just conveying this really badly? Like, is this simpler than he is making it? And then, you know, I saw other reports on it and stuff, and I'm like, no, this is completely, like indecipherable to your average person.
Right. And so, like, I don't know whether it's tanking, whether it's refereeing, or whatever else is kind of ailing the league. I think you could always draw this direct line back to Adam Silver and his tendencies to just thoroughly what's the opposite of oversimplifying?
Overcomplicating.
Thank you. Overcomplicating, you know, whatever issue it is that currently faces him. And again, I were, you know, with tanking's this thing that's so deeply rooted in how so many of these teams are built, that is going to be something that's going to take a long time to sort out, deroot, and get out of the league's DNA. But like this whole flopping thing, we've seen them very quickly and arbitrarily just do away with it for a bit, right? We've seen it as you know the Trae Young example from a few years ago.
Yeah,
we've seen even in the middle of a season. I remember
it's just Strauss, like, sorry, tiny guys, you suck now. It doesn't your trickery does not work anymore. It's
right.
We're playing basketball and, but now. Like,
I remember at one point a couple of seasons ago, there was this stretch where I think Tom Haberstroh and Ethan Strauss were kind of keeping an eye on this one, where out of nowhere, unders started hitting at a significant rate.
It was after the All-Star game where Adam Silver got really mad at the players for not playing hard. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to let you beat the shit out of each other. Let's see how you like it.
Right. And the league later admitted that, like, yeah, we told our referees to lighten up on some of the grifting stuff. And it's like, so hold on. You can do like, that's been a thing that you could do this whole time. You know, like now the players got so angry about it. And every time that the league corrects this thing, the players union gets super angry about it because the players themselves say that this is too physical. This is an unsafe brand of basketball. You have a lot of bonus structures that are involved with, you know, the number of points that players score. And I think this is why, like, the players union gets so hot and bothered about this issue, where guys are like, look, if I can get to the free throw line 3-4 extra times a night, that helps me hit that bonus structure. And again, it just goes back to incentive.